What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Brody Halverson.
In today's news, a black bear makes a comeback.
A fuzzy find almost fools scientists.
And super sticky stuff.
Stay tuned for more on those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
受伤台湾黑熊回归森林。A Formosan black bear makes a big comeback.
It was another peaceful day out in Taidong County. The sun was shining, the grass was green, the birds were singing, and a Formosan black bear was walking near a road when...
Ouch! The bear got caught in a trap. It was a rope trap. The bear was very scared and climbed up a tree to hide.
几个月前，台东山区一只台湾黑熊因前肢误中套索受伤，躲到树上。
People from an indigenous village close by found the bear, and they called forest rangers, 护林员, and experts in to help. Everyone worked together to rescue the bear.
They saw that it was a male bear, about 3 or 4 years old. They named him Lanihu.
At first, they saw that the bear's front paw, 熊掌, was very badly hurt. They were worried that they may have to cut it off to save the bear.
But after 7 months of nutritious, 营养的 food and medical care, Lanihu got better. The people helped Lanihu go back into the forest.And indigenous villagers asked mountain spirits to help protect Lanihu.
Formosan black bears have a special place in indigenous culture. To many tribes, the bears are brave warriors and leaders in the forest, 森林中的王者. They are also sacred, 神圣的, and in some tribes, it is forbidden to kill a Formosan black bear.
Forest officials say they put a tracking device on Lanihu. This way, they know where Lanihu is in the wild. And this makes it easier to help him if he is in danger.
Officials also thanked indigenous tribes for their help in saving bears. And they hope they can keep working with indigenous communities and people living nearby to help protect Formosan black bears.
Going global.
澳洲发现毛毛的新甲虫 Beetle almost mistaken for bird poo.
What's fuzzy all over and kind of looks like bird poo? It's a newly discovered beetle.
A scientist was in a forest in Australia. As he was walking, something caught his eye, 吸引他的目光。Something white and a little fuzzy on a leaf.
He thought it was bird poo. When he looked closer, he realized it was a longhorn beetle.
The beetle was red and black with long white hairs all over its body.
研究员无意中发现这个长角甲虫家族的新品种，刚看到还以为是鸟粪。
The scientist went home and quickly looked through all the books and papers he could find. He wanted to find out more about this amazing beetle, but none of the pictures he saw looked anything like his fuzzy beetle.
He asked other experts, and they were sure that this beetle was a totally new species, 物种. But that wasn't all. This beetle was in fact a new genus, 属. That's a new family of species.
They named the beetle Excastra albopilosa. That's Latin for from the camp and white and hairy.
But why is this strange-looking beetle so hairy? Some scientists think the white hairs help protect the beetle. The hairs make the beetle look like it's covered in fungus, 菌, and this would make it look less tasty, 不怎么好吃, to birds.
The scientists are also amazed that no one has found this beetle before. They are looking for more to study the beetle in detail. 仔细研究。
They say this also shows that there could be many more species in nature that we haven't found yet, and many could be in danger of extinction. In fact, scientists believe there could be 5.5 million insect species in the world, and they say only 20% of these have been found.
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, a Formosan black bear got caught in a trap. People from an indigenous village close by and forest rangers all worked together to rescue the bear. They named him Lanihu. After 7 months of nutritious food and medical care, Lanihu got better. The people helped Lanihu go back into the forest.
And a scientist in Australia found a new species of longhorn beetle. The beetle was red and black, with long white hairs all over its body. They named the beetle Excastra albopilosa. This beetle was in fact a new genus. That's a new family of species. They say this also shows that there could be many more species in nature that we haven't found yet.
And now for today's tasty tidbit. Ever wonder how geckos defy gravity? They can walk on walls or even on the ceiling.
It's all because of tiny hairs on their feet. These hairs are called setae. These setae have millions of tiny, tiny branches. And these branches make a force that makes things stick together. They're like millions of tiny sticky pads.These hairs are the secret behind the gecko's wall-walking ways.
And that's today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.